Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm a dad mom. That means while my wife works, I'm at home being awesome. I know there's a lot of moms that are out there that look at my unique mixture of masculinity and nurturing, and they find it quite alluring. And I know that there's dads who are out there who are astonished with my ability to dress a four-year-old. But here's a real kicker. I can take even the frilliest girl dress and fold it with complete accuracy. Boom. And with Tide Boost, I can use the brute strength of dad to mix with the nurturing abilities of my laundry detergent. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go do pull-ups and crunches in the other room. Tide Boost is my Tide. What's yours?
This is a product of the Internet Network. This is the Honeybee Files, and I am the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for producer, as well as the wonderful International Internet Radio Disc Jockey and Shirani for the class of 2019. Your Honeybee Olatsky, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation tonight, and it's brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. This young man I'm about to bring to you and present to you tonight is a wonderful spirit and also an intern to our network. And he gives us so much joy. And it's my pleasure to be able to interview him in the spotlight. From Shreveport, Louisiana, the wonderful Jared Thomas. Jared, how are you tonight?
Good morning. Good evening, Brother O. How are you this evening?
Yes, man. Let me tell you something. It's morning somewhere. It is really morning somewhere. And by matter of fact, it's morning in Nigeria. So you said the right thing tonight for all the folks out there in Western Africa. Well, first of all, I can hear your exuberance at this time. I can hear this is going to be a wonderful show and a wonderful spotlight. Why don't you tell the folks out there who you are and why?
I am Jared the Gifted One Thomas, a.k.a. Jarius Dion. And why not poetry? Poetry is one of the greatest ways of expression. It literally lets us be transparent with what we feel in our souls, being able to really let people connect with us in a real way. So why not poetry?
Indeed. What other things do you represent yourself in through the world? I know you're an author, not only a spoken word artist and also a broadcaster. Those things you'd like to share?
I am a writer, four-time self-published author, and all of my work is available at Amazon.com. It's Jarius, J-R-A-Y-I-S, Dion, D-E-Y-O-N-D, at Amazon.com. Y'all can go and check my work out. It's out there. But I'm excited to be on your show tonight.
Yes, indeed. And what about your internship here at ONE Dynasty?
Yes, I am having a great time with my internship here at ONE Dynasty. I listened to the show last night. We had a great time with the show last night, listening to Rakim and Big Daddy Kane.
Yes, indeed. And the legacy continues. Before we start our first testament tonight, we're going to play the outstanding music, and one of the gifts God gave us for a little time. He's going on now, and his name is Luther Vandross. Also, on April 3rd, it would have been his 70th birthday. How about that this year? And now we play, going along with the first testament tonight, Dance with My Father Again.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my Father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love dance with my Father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my Father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
What a song, the great Luther Vandross. And now, our first testament of the night, given to you by the gifted one, Jerry Thomas. The mic is yours.
All right, you guys, I'm going to be reading my first piece. It's called Dear Dad, Daddy. I wrote this September 18, 2014. Dear Daddy, today seems to be one of the hardest times for me. This is crazy that I'm sitting here writing this letter while thinking about you, my best friend in the whole wide world. I know now that things had to happen just as they did, but I'm just your little kid who wishes to have one more chance to hang out with my old man. You were going through so much and had so much pain you hid, but you only wanted the best for your little man and your baby girl. Now it's been 4 years later and I'm still a fucking mess without you. Your spirit is so strong today, I couldn't hold back these tears. Yes, these tears always win when it comes to you, my hero. You inspired me more than you'll ever know, and yet you knew everything and more, which is funny considering that the time was so short. Nevertheless, you had a great time. Nevertheless, you had a great impact on the lives of people that you knew. And yet, today, I can't help but be blue when I think of the good times, the hard times, the long walks, and the long rides we shared. The love you had for your babies was always and forever underneath your sadness and your tears. We never stood alone when you were around, and I know every cry for you today, you hear the sound. Your grandsons, man, they're bigger than ever, and the oldest one looks like you, your twin. You know it's funny what time will do, where life will take you, but I kind of always knew I'd always find my way back to you and you to me. We were never too far away, and the time didn't erase you from your memory. Sister and I, we're taking our time, but we're coming around, and I know when the wind blows and the sun shines, you're always around. Today the weather seems to start out pretty blue, but at the mere thought of you, the sun has to shine through. I may be your little man, but your son still sheds tears when I think of you and everything you've missed these last few years. But I'll say this much. Granny, she's cool. Your brother and your sister are cool. And I know you're in heaven waiting for us. Oh, yeah, one last thing. I almost forgot to say. I love you, Papa. Happy birthday. Appreciate you, but I'm here because I know my angel and my superhero. We kill a woman, and I have nothing left to do.
All right, and that's that piece. And, of course, we continue the great, great gift of Jared Thomas tonight in his spotlight, as well as Mr. Luther Vandross. Give me the reason tonight.
What's better than
Yes, yes. The great Luther Vandross tonight on this honeybee situation. The files, y'all. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by the boys at Looking Glass Entertainment, a Damon Network production. And now we go back to the second testament tonight of the gifted one. The mic is yours.
All right, you guys. This next piece is titled Depression. So anyone who battles with depression, this piece is for you. I hope that y'all enjoy it. I feel like shit being flushed, and I really don't want to be touched, looked at, talked to, in a word, bothered. The rain is fine, and my bed's gone to the dump, so I've made my bed on the couch with my pillows and quilts. My dad's long gone. My best friend's not here to take my call when I need his advice the most. I've lost interest in reading my books that transported me to Japan and Korea, or talk about love, betrayal, being battered and abused. So what's the use of calling everyone and sharing what I feel when you're being real? Not everyone wants to hear the spiel. So I'll sit here in my place, no shower and uncombed hair. I did my meditation and my affirmations to release my thoughts, to perk up my spirit, to start the day. And I look in the mirror, flashing my smile on my face. But still inside my head, I'm working out these issues of my past, being molested, betrayed by past lovers, and so many so-called friends, trying to figure out how to love myself again. Wrestling with my demons and my sermons of how do I defeat everyone who told me to face to my face and behind my back that you're nothing more than trash. News on yesterday's pages. No longer wanting to drown in pain and rage. I have love in my heart now that I share with myself, but there's no cure. There's no cure for me of my unusual wanting to run, drive, and flying away, longing for a home I never had to stay. Nothing feels good than getting lost in song when everything feels wrong, drowning in yesterday's tears, and fears looking to see things coming in more clearly. Watching people I've got to know and love, share the conversation with in passing, all wither away. Take their final breaths, thinking and feeling they have nothing left to contribute to the few lives they've touched, knowing they've given up so much. I often ask God, why am I still here searching for my purpose, looking for my place in the world while fighting my enemy? I call him depression. Thank you.
All right. And that's the second testament from the gifted one. We go into our third slot tonight with the great Luther Vandross, and he believes he's a superstar. How about that, y'all?
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, 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 oh, baby. Long ago, and oh, so far away, I fell in love with you. Before the second show, and your guitar, and you sound so sweet and clear, but you're not really here. It's just the radio.
The great Luther Vandross tonight. And now, the third testament from the gifted one. The mic is yours. All right. Hope you can hear me. The mic is yours.
Can you hear me, Brother O?
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, again, the third testament from you, and the mic is yours.
All right, let me get to it. This next piece was titled To Hell with Hate. It was written November 22nd, 2010. Dear Hate, how dare you? What gives you the right to come and sit amongst a world so great? There are real lives, living people that you choose to destroy. This is no game, and life is no toy. I've seen where you destroyed homes with your dis-ease. You've been a pain in the ass to live with. I've heard about you. Some people say you're evil. Others would describe you as a pill, never becoming better, but making me ill. I studied you in history in my school books, felt your very sad touch, and yet there is still no cure for you. Hey, where did you come from? Under a rock? Were you born into the world like me with no reason to be? Can you tell me your story? The history and the origin of hate. Who are your parents? Dad, pain, mom, fear. Did they birth you? Burn you with all they had to offer? As you grew up, you became very misunderstood, bitter, and never got the help you so needed. You'll never know your heart's yearn for love while you're sitting in your blizzard, frozen cold, ice-hollowed home, feeling the ice cold burn your tired ass as I sit here writing this letter to you. I'll never live with you in my heart, ever again, cutting myself and my life short to satisfy you and your lifelong journey to cover the world. Instead, I went and had love injected into my brain, heart, and my veins. I plan to celebrate love every day with a smile and never turning the other cheek when it comes to you, hate. You would never win the fight against me, for I know a God who would cut you at your sources. I will stand and walk in love as I have all the while, now my heart free and clear. You can tell your mom fear and your dad pain to get the fuck out of here. Hit the road and disappear, never to look back, but to hear, I am free. To hell with hate.
and now are installment of Luther Vandross, similar to what he was saying tonight in his piece, in his mastery of spoken word. Don't you know? Wonderful Luther Vandross, man. I mean, what a spotlight tonight with the gifted one at this time. And now, it's the Fourth Testament. The mic is yours.
All right, good guys. For this next piece, I wrote this piece as a message to black people. It's titled, Dear Black People. Dear Black People, I send my people my love, peace, and blessings. I walked this world for a short time and lived to see how far we've come and how far we have to go. I felt the hurt of friends losing another loved one at the hands of policemen and politicians who failed to see our beauty lies deeper than the color of our skin. Our sin was not being born with the color of the infinite universe and the intellect of great queens and kings of the motherland. We've lost our way back in the days when King dreamed and Exodus tripped to the holy Mecca. We've lost our sense of who we were and who we are, our community, love, and unity, trading it for damnation displaced from our family trees and legacies. I weep for my brothers and sisters lost in the sweeping of bullets that were meant for someone else, and the bystanders are the victims of a misunderstanding. I witnessed firsthand friends lost to more gun violence than the common cold, souls grown cold to the reality of the world we live in. Singing farewell to the faces of my community who look just like me, crying on the altar for God's mercy, wanting to be free of my burdens of losing another person of color. This is for your cousin, your brother, your friend, and our mothers who are living in the ghettos and the projects, calling their children Cesar, Jesus, Duchess, and Princess. My king brothers and my queen sisters, we still have so much to do. Educate your children and the people of your community. Remind them of how we made it over even in the face of adversity, shedding tears and light in the time of trials and tribulations on the road of redemption and revelation, wearing our heart on our sleeves and our pride on our chest, making well-thought moves playing chess. Let's love our brother man when he's doing well to make his mother and his father proud. Celebrate our sister girl who got those degrees with grace, courage, and style. Hate should be washed away from our streets, our minds, and our eyes, destroying our image for peace and independence. I stand with the last of a dying breed, fighting the evils of this nation in the classroom, on the microphone, and on the stands on both sides of the fence, dressed in their Sunday best. Our soldiers in the streets, ready to ride or die for someone like us until we are free, and free indeed. Dear Black people.
It's amazing of his talent tonight, right here on the spotlight. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. This is the Honeybee Files right here with your boy, you know, Enshrine Oladsky. He was so amazing.
Cause we've the moon and the sky above.
Yes, the great Luther Vandross tonight, you know, so amazing. And now, the wonderful fifth testament of the gifted one. The mic is yours.
All right, you guys, this next piece is entitled Virgo. I wrote this for all of the Virgos that I know that are dear and close to my heart. So if you are a Virgo and you are listening tonight, I hope that you enjoy this piece. Virgo, I know you're reading me closely, studying my book, reading my lines carefully to put the pieces of my clues together. I know you've bored yourself to pieces of your routine as the captain of your team, and you're looking a little pinky in your eyes. The Virgo Virgin, Lady of the Earth, showering roses, lilies, and daffodils with your sincere attention to the details of your delicate flowers you spent so many hours nurturing. It took me a mere moment to see your mask you've been wearing, that shy, sly, devilish grin, and I said, there's more to you blowing in the wind. Underneath your neat, freak, passive-aggressive behavior is someone looking to be tended to and nurtured the way you bend your will to share. And behind your shattered porcelain design, I know you care. I've watched you sing songs off key beautifully and moved me to tears. I've drank from your cup and ate from your plate, wanting more of your delectable dessert on my lips. Your fiery wit and your critical criticism can damage even the sensitive soul wanting to be honed in your warm soul. I know genuinely my love embarrasses you, and I know each time I've taken it away, I left you in terror, a nightmare that you can't awake from with silent tears and hard screams. But nevertheless, it's not a dream you're living, but a mere fantasy you wish you never seen. I still love your smile, your eyes, your voice still makes me laugh, and I'm so damn happy we crossed paths. Your blushing face and bite marks on my back, my neck, and my shoulders only grow to you more when I'm missing our quiet time together, my head on your shoulder, your head resting on mine, kisses spilling. My fears down the way. I'm never running away from you, my Virgo earth to my cancer water. You're a blessing the Creator wrote in his plan, and I'm waiting for your hands to hold me in your wings to be. Virgo.
And now, after that testament, can you folks stop the love tonight? Can you do that?
Keeping me waking up, tossing and turning my mind. make almost any guy go to look for the love he don't get whenever he's alone at home. Away in the day that you
Now the final testament tonight from the gifted one, Mr. Jerick Thomas, Report, Louisiana. The mic is yours.
All right, you guys. So this last piece that I am doing, it's titled January 10th, 2020. I wrote this piece as a response to the state of America for black people. And the title of this piece is called Dear White People. Dear White People, I want to go ahead and get started with my message. I love y'all white people. I do. But there comes a time in life when you have to be real with your feelings. What is your problem with black people? Given our prior history we share, you should already know who we are and where we come from. But it doesn't seem like you would understand the struggle of being a black man in America. I'm a young man going through a lot of changes in my life, and I don't see any sign of relief from this grief I carry on a daily, knowing I'm a slave held captive in your chains of educational debt, systematic deprivation, and lack of support for the advancement of the brother man, the man. The black man. You have the perfect picture version of us being drug dealer, nothing bums. When I'm working hard to be a shining example of excellence to people in my community, to inspire unity that you could care less about seeing because it doesn't matter what's working through as black men in America. I see you out in the streets. And you think because of your white that things are supposed to go your way and you're privileged to receive the things that you need and not have to work. No, that's not how it works in the world. Tell a man sow it, a man shall reap. take a moment and think if the roles were reversed and your people were placed in our conditions, struggling, fighting for their lives at the hands of their oppressors who want nothing more to see them in the gutter, all because of their color. Your legacies are becoming unloosed at the very seams by the world. You're broadcasting war, destruction to keep us under control by any means, throwing lives away for sport, all in the name of God, guilt, and greed. With the seeds you sowed, you shall reap. Challenge you, white people, to take a moment and put yourself in someone else's shoes who's black, fighting against an equal and unjust court system for crimes they didn't commit or do, and as members of the chain gang work for pennies a day for 30 years with no DNA convictions, but the world as we know it was built on the backs of black men and women and we continue to thrive on the hope of tomorrow, burning of the hope for better tomorrow and the golden rule of heaven that you promised us. Hell, day by the wool you covered our eyes with. I recognize your dreams and conversations on my brain, which reveals your haunting thoughts of quick rejections, being you're not worthy of receiving over here at my college, lining your pockets with my profit. My time, I declare, I'm pushing towards more goals. Focus is now beginning to come in clear. My light, I refuse to let it die, but even shine brighter. You white people, in the flame, or inspire to succeed, be the best. I mean, in or whatever, having McKean still standing, white people.
We want to thank our brother Jared Thomas for his last testament tonight. And now the phone lines are open for folks who want to speak tonight and maybe do a piece right here on the Honeybee Piles. 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. And I think the gifted one, we have a call on the line that quick. Call number one, you're on line with your honeybee on turntables 1 and 2 for you, and especially you with. How are you? How you doing?
Hi. Peace and blessings to both of you.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, this is Sister Bessie. I'm enjoying your poetry. I love it. And I call in to give my support. I don't know, but I had chose two poems for my support of you. But if it's all right, I would like to do one.
If it's all right, you can do two. This is going to be filed. Well, however the spirit leads you. How about that? You ready for that, Bessie? You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
All right. My poem is called I Love Through It All. When I look up, I shall see the universe as my heart. As I see the birds, I will be reminded how my spirit can soar. If the sun and the moon didn't shine, my inner being would be as a glass of wine. Tears shall fall here and there, but the soul of me shall always know that there is peace somewhere. Violence is on my step as I wept. Still, I broke out into a smile for a while. To crawl was not my forte, for I overcame all blocks that was placed in my path to this day. Suffering from the past and the future, for all of this, I am richer. Because I had gold or silver, but because I was a warrior. Power was in my feet and tongue. I stood tall even when I'd fall. This wall has gone because I took my fist and shattered it to pieces. Now I thank the Most High for all my blessings. As you can see, I didn't wither because I loved through it all. That has been placed for me to fall. I'm Sister Bessie to lift you up, not to tear you down so you can wear a crown. Don't be a snitch. That's the of a witch that will place you in a death pit. Stop the bullets that are in flight. Hold on to each other real tight for this fight in life. Love and respect is key, and train your mind to see. I'm Sister Bessie. Hear me when I speak, because I'm not weak. The words I say may help you one day. So be a tower for all to shower. I'm Sister Bessie, your earthly flower.
Wow, Bessie. Outstanding piece.
Yes,
Jerry.
Sister Bessie. Yes. 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 I'm full. would you like for me to do the other one? The other one is kind of short.
Didn't we tell you already? Didn't we tell you already to do this, the poem? Do you listen,
Bessie?
Yes. All right. The mic is yours.
All right. Here I go. I'm not what you think. I'm the one you've looked at from the corner of your eye. Yes, I'm black, but beautiful. You can't stop my flow because my soul has been here from the beginning. All sisters must portray respect to start winning. In me is power for every hour. I'm standing tall even when you plot for me to fall. A mother, a sister, a warrior, I am to my race. This you will never be able to take away. I'm not what you think because I won't walk the plank. Fire is in my mouth and my words travel from north to south. Don't underestimate my wisdom because I'll make you feel like a dum-dum. I'm not what you think. I'll put you down with a sneaky wink. I'm a queen from generation to generation. I'm not what you think. Play me if you want. I'll be on you like a manhunt. I'm not what you think because you see me wearing pink. I'm one who will spit the truth on any roof. I don't need a gun because my words will take you to the sun. Justice and freedom and strength is my badge. Everything else you think of me must go in the trash. Because my intellect may give you a mind rash. I'm rich because I'm your queen. Look here, I'm not being mean. I just want you to know I'm not what you presume that I am. I'm not what you think. I'm not what you think.
Wow.
That's it.
Tonight, this is the Honeybee Files right here on Oney Dynasty, and this is what we do. All the folks that, you know, there are poets out there, and we have so many people out there in the internet world. You already know how many lines we have. You guys need to call in, okay? If you say you're poets, call into the Honeybee Files and show us. How about that? You know, 516-453-9133. And Sister Bessie the Truth, thank you so much for what you've done for us tonight. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Sister Bessie. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Love you both. Peace.
Love you, too, Sister Bessie.
Peace and blessings. Tonight has been a wonderful night, spotlighted by the wonderful Jerick Thomas, intern, alternative radio broadcaster at Oney Dynasty. And not only that, he is a spoken word artist. And not only that, he's an author of many books. We're proud of him tonight. Tomorrow night on these Oney sessions, we're going right back on with Huddle Sports Nation with Derek the Coach Gibson. 9:30 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
daylight time on these stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertisers who own AIM, which is on the W. AIM goes into prize reaches, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as the Ghosty Prime Time one at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram, on the W. AIM Ghosty Pinterest. Plus, on the W. AIM Malay, we're Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, your Honeybee Files, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Network, established 2016, and any comments and suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, olaydaylay.ingoesbymygmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay Wingozi, BKA, your enshrinee for the class of 2019 on the internet, your honeybee Olaski, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Brother Jared Thomas, for the next 2 minutes, explain how they can reach you and how you feel about tonight. The mic again is yours. Great job tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. Y'all can reach me at Facebook at Jerica, a gifted, Jerica, a king among men, Thomas, at Facebook. You can email me at Jerick, Thomas Jerick, J-E-R-R-I-C-K, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, 27, at yahoo.com for any feedback, for any copies of the book if you're interested in the book. I can send you those links of the books that I read from tonight are The Confessions of a Conceited Drummer King, and the second book is entitled Catching Up With Me. Those books are available at Amazon.com, and you can find me on Amazon.com under Jarius, J-R-A-Y-I-S, Deion, D-E-Y-O-N-D. And thank you so much for the love and support tonight. Oh, I enjoyed the show tonight. I love the music. You had me singing along with you. And to anyone who listened to the show tonight, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for your love and your support. I really do appreciate it tonight.